5 years later, the business roundtable's push toward wokeness starts to crumble. By Sean Moran on August 26, 2024. This August marks the fifth anniversary of the business roundtable's redefinition of the purpose of a corporation to serve stakeholders. Think Black Lives Matter, the LGBTQ+ agenda, and more, shifting American businesses leftward and diluting the lifeblood of successful enterprises. Making products that people want to buy, ensuring those products are of high quality, earning a profit, and delivering robust shareholder return. Daniel Cameron, the CEO of the 1792 Exchange and former Kentucky Attorney General, said the 1792 Exchange serves to push companies back toward political neutrality, or common sense, in Cameron's words. The 1792 Exchange CEO lauded the growing number of corporations that have increasingly abandoned leftist environmental, social and governance, ESG, and diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, policies. Cameron told Breitbart News Daily host Mike Slater, "We've seen Tractor Supply, I want to give a shout out to their CEO, Hal Lawton, we've seen John Deere, we've seen Harley Davidson, we've seen Brown-Forman, Jack Daniels, others making a decision. And we see many in the tech space again leading the charge back to the middle on issues like ESG and DEI. They're getting rid of those DEI policies because they know at the end of the day corporations don't need to be built on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Our corporations need to be built on merit, excellence, and intelligence." Cameron also noted that 5 years ago, the Business Roundtable, which he said serves as an organization of the CEOs of the largest corporations, decided to redefine the purpose of a corporation away from its profit motive and toward serving leftist stakeholders such as Black Lives Matter. He said this leftward move has caused many of these corporations to back Black Lives Matter. "You got Dylan Mulvaney, you get Disney making judgments and decisions to fight a common sense law in Florida." He noted that major CEOs and corporations have given $82 billion to Black Lives Matter. The 1792 Exchange CEO also noted that Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, the world's largest asset management company, wanted to destroy the fossil fuel industry by within the next couple of decades. "This is all because of, and stems from, the fact that the Business Roundtable wanted to change and redefine the purpose of a corporation," Cameron remarked. Recent polling has found that Americans are increasingly shunning corporations that have a political bent. A Rasmussen poll found in July that 48% of Americans believe that DEI programs discriminate against white men. And a Gallup survey revealed in August that Americans have become increasingly tired of corporations that weigh in on current events in politics. Cameron said that Breitbart News Daily listeners are paying attention, and thanks to some brave and courageous CEOs, we're going to get our CEOs back in neutral. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.